remember we were sitting here a whole day, we never got past that, we never moved from that line. The next line later, it tells us, the Lama Tessim Al says, Behold, I feel the wise and no senus smoke Akatash Jasura. Even though she's not a super poor, who would tell her anyway, etc., etc., etc. Says the base mayor, a pinch of mayor holds, it's also even the Akatash, which is the reason of the name of Rashi. So therefore, what? You have to be Mata of an issue anyway. You might be Mata of this next Akatash. Ah, but I mean, it's time to spill it. I feel the wise and no senus smoke Akatash Jasura. Even though she's not a super poor, who would tell her anyway, etc., etc., etc. Says the base mayor, a pinch of mayor holds, it's also even the Akatash, which is the reason of the name of Rashi. So therefore, what? You have to be Mata of an issue anyway. You might be Mata of this next Akatash. Ah, but I mean, it's time to spill it. The Mutaras Akatash. The Gamre, Lahoki Asura Mithila. The whole reason why it's the base name that they left, that we asked both the same Tashmish, because they have an alternative of the Akatash. That's the Afi Ezen. It would be there, but often in the Zimri Arofim, Lo Yia Tawela Sima Tawela Machore Kain, the Tikla Azera, the Shlomo Zimri Afi Tikla Azera, the Gamre Ben Atam Mati, whee! Even Ben Atam Mati. That's a big kiddush. But if he also talks in that, Dr. Gimel Noshim Shizel Miyachin and Mati did the Sabbath, Lachi came to Shari Nachatashmish, Ain on the Kosh Hashem, Allah Tolo, Bamo Gafi. And the Rome Noshim and Sabbath, the old is favorite to cover the Sakonim Kagavna, Gavna Rabbin is Tam Mutter. Here Rabbin is Tam of Imatir, he says, What? Here Rabbin is Tam of Imatir, Kubo, Lifne Tashmish. The Brook of Sakon. The Brook of Sakon. That must be really awesome. No, then it's not awesome in this few cases. He says it's a real Sakonis Muslim. Only thing is, he didn't say what. Who hasn't said what? Yes. He also cites the Shita of the Vitic owner. That is called Simcha's owner, the Russian of the Rosh in Yavanis. It's called by the Shita now Adam. This is what Moshe said. It's Mutter and Makam Sakana, it's exactly the same Meister, the same mode. If she's not a Sakana, she needs to rise in the Torah of Atala. If she is a Sakana, then it's not about Atala at all, it's Hepi Gama. So that's the good Moshe. After what? Moch Akatash. Yeah, okay. But it's something that's made up. The Rabotai, so far, we're not doing too well. That's the summer of. Because so far, the only heck that we were able to come up with was the Moch and Sakon. So what does it do if your wife is not the Sakon? We had one Svara so far. That we had the Masham. And the Masham said, it's not called Moch. Laura is that, or is that? But is there any other possibility that maybe it's going to be mutter even in a case where it's not a sakana, and even if the diaphragm or the light is considered a halakha revolt. We haven't found that so far. So why am I to come tomorrow to hear it? That's the bechina first. That's what the come on. So you have to discover all these stories today. Everything is other. Everything is other. So I hope that you'll take the bechina to find anything possible to say tomorrow. Yesterday. Everything seems to be awesome. Well, hold on a minute. We have Rabotai. Let's start there over. Shalosh Nashim Mishamim is Bemoch HaKwantar. The man of Chachamim say no. The Machlokas HaKwantar we have. Let's start it. First of all, there's a double Machlokas that we show in Shach in the Gemara. There's Moch being Shach Tashmish or Kodam Tashmish or Achat Tashmish is Machlokas number one. And Machlokas number two is it mean the Machlokas of man of Chachamim of Meir says Mutter and the Chacham say Azur? Or the Rav Meir says Chayav and the Chachamim say Vishush, right? Mutter Veino Chayav. It's a double Machlokas. Alright? Now, traditionally it's understood that there's a double Machlokas Rashi and Abinatam. Rashi says Kodam Tashim say Assume. Someone pointed out in the Musaf Rashi, on the Yevamos, Mutara Bishamish Bemov, Mutara Bosses Mov, Bimokam Tashmish, Shehain Bishamisho, Kadeshla Yis Abu. Alright, that's the fly that Rashi learns what? It's called in Tashmish. Although Rashi again is super Islam Zion to learn after that, it's just Rashi's, it's kind of spirit, it's impossible to know really. So they assume that Rashi learns called in Tashmish. And Rashi's the one who learns what? Mutter versus Asher. And Rabbi Natan is harder than both. He's in the midst of Achatashmish. And that's Hetta Gavri says there's no issue whatsoever. And the whole Shaila is why, but it's Mutter or Chayim. That's how it's traditionally understood. So that's the case. So we pass like the Chachamim. So in the case of the Shalosh Nashim, it's going to be, according to the Rashi, so my Mokhlis Natashmish is going to certainly be Asher. And according to Rabbi Natan is not going to talk about the Fnei. It was never even brought into consideration. But the Machlokas in Nachon yesterday was, well, what about a Sakvokam Sakona? In the case of Sakona, will the Chachamim say that we agree to Rabbi Meir or not? That was the Machlokas. The Chacham Sofer says no. Lefi Chachamim, Lefi Rashi. Even Lefi Rashi. And maybe even called the Rebbe Tam. It would be Kodem Tashmish, voted in beach. The Chassam Sofer says, no Heter. So the Eastern Gomer, you can't find Heter, let them get the vote. What can you do? There's no Heter whatsoever. So it's the Chassam Sofer. Called the Rebbe Tam for sure. What was we read the lesson in Tosha Rosh Hashanah? Hey, Simchas own Docha the Tisser, and what can you do? They have to separate in effect, for the same. That's called the Rebbe Tam. Even called the Rashi. What did Rashi say? That according to the Chacham and Rav Meir, they say, Chacham and Rav Meir say, no, there is no Heter. And the Chassam Sofer says, no Heter means no Heter for these three women, and no Heter for Malcolm Sakwani either. This Chacham Sofer didn't spell out the theory that Rashi would hold that way also. See, it was one of two things. It is passing like Rav Natan, or he's saying Rashi would agree. Either way, it's bad news, he said. And Rav Moshe and Chiezer say not that way. He said, but Malcolm Sakana, even the Chacham will agree that it's Mutl the Shabbos Mimot. They only asked for the Gimel Nasr, but it's not really a Sakana. But Malcolm Sakana, they would have been marked to be the Shabbos Mimot, Kodem Tashmish.
Some sort of Moses, some
explain
that kind of thing.
For
all cases, even when
it's a Sakana. No, you can't say Shabbos Mimot, you have divorce. Kodem Tashmish. Yeah, you can't say Shabbos Mimot. He has AIDS. He doesn't say Even magic didn't hold that way. Right? But you can't, you have to get divorced, that's all. What can you do? What can you do? What are you going to do? Can't help it. Also, things like that, right? Yes, no? You may not do something now if it causes you to die earlier or later. Better or worse? Some say, well, it's more bigger than Hatak. Others say, no, it's worse, because if it's just temporarily, just go back for it. We had yesterday. But if it's not, if it's permanently, then it's worse. We can argue either way. Anyway, so that's what Rav Moshe and the Achiezer say. It's Muslim, but not kind of why. They don't really explain exactly why. The Achiezer doesn't really say why. But we reconstruct it based on what Rav Moshe said, and based on other Mepharshim, that the east of Atzor is Derel of Atzala, we have Kavana Lahashvit. Kavana Shalotis Abba Mishim Sarkana, then it's going to be Muslim. We mentioned before the Tosfos Rid ties it into what? Ties it into the case of Via Shloka Darka. And Rav Nesiv and the Shuvas make the same comparison. The same comparison. Yeah. I'm sorry? What about the Rid? The Rid? What did the Rid say? The Rid Omer. The Rid said, Mochu kebimeyak kol shava kebishamash al avon av al ha'etzim. So the question is going to be, why is it Muslim for the Gimel Nashim going to be mayor? Why? So the answer has to be something of this nature. Not Levat Tolov, not all the wrong Kavanas. Like that's what the Tosfos Rid asked as an answer. That's what the Rav Moshe talks about. So it's the same way the mayor said about the three women. We don't accept about the three women. We would accept it when it comes to what? A woman who was in Sakana Mamash. But at least you know the guests say, look, mayor, whatever the mayor is for the three, we say for the Sakana Mamash. That's what he's against himself. Against himself. Fine. I'm listening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's only remote chashash. Rabbanu Doma, not Makir. No. The Gemara doesn't discuss Makir Sakon. The Gemara discusses his Gimel Nashim. So what would the Rabbi Chachamim say in the case of Sakon and Mamish? That's the Makir. The Chacham Tov is too bad. Can't be Makir. The motion of the Chaim Ori said, no, they would be Makir. No, the Meir is a Sakana. Chacham said, it's not a Sakana, it's Shom Tzom Hashem. But if it really would be a Sakana, it would be Meir as Muslim. Why? We don't know yet. Well, I guess the same why for the Chacham by the Sakana Mamish is the same why for every Meir by the Gimel Nashim. We don't know that is either. So that we spent the Chacham on yesterday. Basically, the Kalah was not the Pshat, it was Matir, the Yitzim, Otzor, Zerah, Otzor. Hastish the Vatala. It's not labeled as the Vatala under such circumstances. That's why it's Muzer. What's the mark? Yeah? Right? Not certainly. If I'm solving it, I don't read anything. Get divorced. Right, they wouldn't say Shalom Tzom Hashem if they get divorced. So what? Get divorced. We're not saying that you live together and you should kill her, and she should die, or whatever. Get divorced. Or separate for the moment so there's medicine for the new cure. Right, listen. Achay is matter. It doesn't really help us too much for those guys. Because people weren't afraid to use Achay Pastor because it doesn't always work. Look, he said it didn't work with Achay Shreirish, right? Esther was a smart lady. It didn't work because, you know, do enough times and to love out and it's going to fail. Anyway, so far, really, we're in a bad way because if it's not the Malkum Sakana, we have so far no Hector. Why? Rabbeinu Tam asked himself, could be even the Malkum Sakana. Rashi, we said that according to Rabbi Moshe and according to the Achiez, not the Malkum Sakana, because he'll say it's the same as Rabbi Meir, said by the Gimel Asher, he'll say by the other Nashim, which is Sakana Mamish. Yes, very nice. We'll call it not Levatala, very nice. But the mice of everybody else, with no Sakana, Sakana to the person who's going to die, is going to end up being Usher. But so far it's bad news. Really, really bad news. But, don't give up. There is an opinion which is quoted again in the name of Rashi. But again, I tell you in advance, you know what Rashi means. There's so many conflicting points in Rashi. Which seems to say that there is no prohibition, even quoting Kashmir. Not considered a prohibition of a Zerah Latala. Who says that? Who seems to say that? The Shita Mukubet, the Maladam. A whole series of Rishonim seems to say that. Ramban, Rashbo, Ra'or, Ritvo. The fierce and forceful. So he asks a kasha like this. How in the world could Rashi say that Mishamshit Barokhim is Mutaro? it really should be chayavet. So they say, you're right, it means chayavet. It means chayavet.
We just move all these things, like I said, she's out.
It's repeated time and time again. The Akasha, which the other Rishonim and the Shita Mekubetim have, again, Shita Rashi. And they disagree with Rashi. And they say, no, it means Chayavit. Here it is. Here is Rashi Mutarit. What do you mean?
He says, Ti Mutarit, Chacham B'mai Pligyalo.
Amazing kasha they are. Look, if the chachamim hold, she's not going to become muberes. We're so kachshur. She's not going to be muberes because she's telling Shom Hashem. So what's all about? That's the Ramban's kasha. What kind of kasha is that? The Ramban assumes that if she's not going to become pregnant anyway, so there's nothing wrong with using milk. It's inconceivable, or it's a bad pun. It's inconceivable that the Chachamim would ask her milk because she cannot conceive anyway. This comes out. So what's wrong? Asks the Ramban. There with the Ramban Krieg. Elohi Perusha. Chayolos the Shamash Kama. Tiyaki the Lay through the Sakana. Uvalomo also then the Balei and the Shamash. The Chachamim Omrim, Harishus, Piyod and the Shamash, Vilomo, Shem and the Shemayim Yirachal, Adkan, and the Ram'o, and the Rajbo, and the Ram'chizbo, say basically the same thing. What he's saying over here, the Pliny Shalom, you don't know what he's talking about. But you bear your ass. Ramban, he has said in the Mugayosu, the Givamos, the same Shita. Don't you know Aleph Beis? Don't you know what I know? That's that. But if she cannot become present for internal biological reasons, that's Hetagama. It's natural, there's no barrier. Take the same woman, and you put both there, and it's like an Easter, Gefährlich Easter. Aleitzim el Avonim, Chayim Misim Yeshanayim. A murderer it is, and all the other chumras. Didn't the Rajvan, the Ramban, and the Mugyosa know this? I know it, the Mekibanga. He's like, oh, Michelle Kasha. The Rabbosai is an answer. The answer is, that according to these Rishonim, the Ramban, Barosham, and all those who follow, they live shot in the Gemara. Half like Rashi. Half like Rabbi Natan. Half like Rashi, or the supposed Rashi, as the Gemara is referring to us, Kodan Tashi. Half like Rabbi Natan, as the Machlokas between your Mechlam as what, whether it's Chaya of the Shamash, which is she just Chachamim, or it's Mutla the Shamash, excuse me, Chaya of the Rabbi Meir, or Mutla the Shamash, which is just Chachamim. Please. If anyone who has money for the, what we were collecting for yesterday, I'm in Chayom. The times are very interesting. Kodem Tashmish. For the Gimel Nashim, now catch this, the Gemara is talking about Gimel Nashim. The Rav Meir says Chayovit, and Rav Chachamim says Mutaros. But why Mutaros? Why Mutaros? Just that that Mutaros is limited to the Gimel Nashim. But the logic of the Ramban is that these Gimel Nashim, because you don't expect them to become pregnant, it's the equivalent of what? It sounds like it's the equivalent of Hetagama. Because his lashon is, he says, he was the Asvila Rabbana Namid Lom Abra Karabi Meir, but my Asvila Shamash Bermoho. How can there be any possible prohibition because Shamash Bermoho, she can't become pregnant anyway? I would have said, this is an issue, if I cared. If you know for a fact she can't become pregnant, she's certainly about the Shamash Bermoho. Why? Eitz and Vavonim. She almost forced to the conclusion about that. Because we were looking for 2 days already. That the Ramban, and the Rashbo, and the Ra'o, and the Rishbo, also the same Mahalach, say that Mo is no violation of Eitz and Vavonim.
himself by the Mashal on his own, the answer is long. He says, while the Gimel Nashem is with them, all Nashem is. All Nashem is. What Gimel? Show me a Gimel. No, that's the answer. I want another, not the stuff. Gimel Nashem in Chayav of the Shama Gimel. But if I'm going to say, no, it's Mutara of the Shama Gimel. Right? Shah Nashim wasn't brought up with, but from the same shah. What he did. The Tiller was assuming that it's Asa. Right? Whatever act was Asa. Totem and Tassus is Asa. Achat Tassus is Asa. Now we're taking some
more. That's
the same thing with the Benetam, right? Benetam. That wasn't Mutara. Yeah, as far as the Gemara, it's the same as Benetam. Benetam is to bring on to Achat. And the other Rishonim say it's still my Korah Kashm. The Kamad Alom, it's always Mutar. We'll come to that later. So if Dayas is, take a look in the Chazanish. We quote the Mashal Yom Shalom. And he quotes it with a very, very complimentary title. I mean, it's almost frightening. This is not given the title. The truth is not really, this is really a letter. It's not really part, it wasn't part of the original statement. It's a mikdal. It without whatever, look what he writes like this. He says like this. Lo matzinu mishayasa korem tash mishayasa rabbein atam. Who? That's like that. The only one who asked is the four tash is rabbein atam. Tashmish is killed faith in Achatashmish. Why? He has shmokum loma d'simas ha-moch l'shor l'odor me'otum b'fnim l'mala me'ashamish. The call should derech Tashmish and Yitzhak. We saw the rush on Otem where the Shamish couldn't get, Shamish is expressive for the Eva Azot, where the Eva couldn't get in. And it was ended up being what's called Zor Mibachut. That's how the rush says. The Zor Mibachut can be Zor Mibachut. Even though it's going into a brick wall, I just pardon the expression, it's going into this Otem, into this flesh wall, whatever you want to call it, which is not going to go anywhere near the Rechem. Forget it, sealed off. Still Mokh, you say. And Mokh is the same thing, even though Mokh is not natural. Mokh is not natural, since it's extraneous, it's not official. Doesn't matter, you say. And he says, then the Huvu, the Hegeblush, and the Ritvok, Subas, and the Tet. Because the Chodas Rashi, the Bechol, Anoshim, Afilu, Kod, and Tashmish. The Bechol Anoshim, that's it is. Afilu Kodem Tashmish also. What do you mean Afilu? What does Afilu mean? Certainly it's also what? Riyachat Tashmish. It's even Mutter, it's even Aser, Lifnei Tashmish. Now. There's a Lashon used to the Shamish Al Eitzim. Says the Chazanish. Ein Kavanosim Da'avi Kimotu L'chutz. Impossible. Then came Vada Lohutra Mishim Ona, Gamalasino Ona Kazoo. Only Rabbi Lezo is that way, Yavam Islam Badal of the day. You see, yesterday we were making a partnership, an association between Rabbi Lezo and Yavam Islam Badal, not the Zerba Bechut, but Rabbi Meir and Alice Sugi. Remember that? That's a Tosi Vizit Association. He says, Chas V'Shalom. Rabbi Lezo is being Matri, even Zerba Bechut, Mamish. We're talking about Malchus is Shitarav Tashmish. Elakavonosam. The Gam Kodem. Chashvinan Kemashkas Liyaka Tashmish. Catch this one. The Masha Adam Osa Lashar. Lo Domi La Islandis. Umikomakam Lo Koshim Kazora La Vonim Lesagam. The Gimel Nashim. Then he said, "Yes, Mokum Lama, that's a posting. The Achatash is the Cholanosim, Osir, whom is charged with their heart, the Gimelosim, and Shamash is the Mok. But the Achatash is also covered in three women. The Kodam Tash is the Emeth, Mutta, the Cholanosim. And you can learn to count in the Ramban that way, and the Ranaway, to run away. V'zeh ha'chrosh Rabbeinu ha'gadol shehigia l'ruach ha'kodesh maharshal zichrona l'vrocha l'chai ha'olam ha'bo. How do you like that? The Marshal Patkin, that's Mutter the Kolonosh. I've been born a lot of the Chumra. The Kolonosh and Kolon Tashmish will have a Tashmish. The Komoko, in born a lot of the Nesha Kona, will have to call the Tashmish. The lowly Akatashmish, the opposite of the Chazam Tov. The Kolon Tashmish killed Faye. Come on, Chazam Biliel. The after that have been a time, Lachatash was killed Tvei, which was the animal's heritage. Abo Daz Kol HaPoskim, the Gan Himu's heritage, Lachatash was Shchomer Tvei, Kamo Tvei, Kamo Tvei, Kamo Tvei, Kamo because there, with your own hand, you're taking the Zer and destroying it. We'll see it soon, you can get a little bit detailed. Kodam is only a Stagrama. We're not just talking days. Lama Zayim is talking days. Not just talking hay. Kusha to Rishonim al-Pirish Rashi, to this man, Shainim Uroyu Lizabra Vadeh Shari, that's the task which we do in the Ritvah, Iran Banev, who are for Kodam Tashmish, to the Vula and the Ritvah. So Biki Vega tried it because he was so stuck with his Kash to try to understand that he meant the Akha Tashmish. He was the Ferish and Ritvah Faker. Who Mishim De'ein Tan Shini B'derech Eretz Ela Kamashkiz Achakach Kamosh Kasaf Deliel Who Kamu Vuba Chumas Arash the Melkot and Tashmish Hello Habikus Zohar Bechut Selik Islanders. But we discussed before what that means. Is it Kodim? Is it Riachim? Have you only met the Kodim Ramana? The Kodim Rabbana? We discussed these Zuchiyas yesterday. Hilkov, the Melkot She'en HaMelch Moritz Lal Shari Bechol Divi Rabbi Kiva Shlom Rabbi Kiva Gelo Rabbi Sakona etc. etc. Matter is, as an ishtet, that Kodam Tashmish is more cow than the Akha Tashmish. It's Mefurish. He's right. It's Mefurish in the Ritvah, where he says that the Akha Tashmish is more cover than Lifnei Tashmish. You say? Ritvah Yevamit spells out even more clearly. It's so compelling that the Nesiv, who felt stuck over here, changed the text. The Shuvah Meshiv Dov, Achelli Beis, look it up. She's Magia in the Ritvah. The way it says it can't be. And the Chah says, no, it can't be. It is. Here is the Ritvah. Pirush Rashi. Mutara to Shamash Ramoh, they show you Sabu. Here's the Pirusha. Shanashim Asu is the Shamash. Catch this, it's very important. Asu is the Shamash. Afa Gavla Mifkide Apiri Rivian, Mikonga Asu attain, Lahashu the Royal Holy. Afa Gavla Polki Urcha Embo Mishimashot is there. The Bia Tanab Alice was there. Tashish Ramoh, Lava Raharu, Bakal, the Havale Moh, Bishat Tashmish, Sidis, Afilu the Dizay, Ika Isu. I feel it every day. It is not which I have to also even for him. Pile Floyd! Even for him! He's the biggest culprit! He's violated Eitzim Avonim! Right. If he let the Moch which has touched me, Iki Sura Bidido. We'll take it, this word out later. Viu, Ein Kirish Rabbeinu, Zal Mechuvah. Vigim, Anashim, Mishos, Shamash, Mimol, Shaman. In Cain, Ki Amri Kodam Azman, Azer, Bishamesh, Kedak of Olechet. Hainush, Enemu Terah, Shamash, Mimol. Vamai, Ken Kasri, Hazim, Mamban, Iyam. Kevin, Shainem, Isaveres, Kalika, Ein Amok, Malo, Mori, Klu. fantastic footnote. I have to look at it. You have a copy from Rav Yaffin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the one who was never passed away at a very young age. This year, I think it was a year ago. Huh? About a year ago, probably. Zecher Tzadik Livracha was a very young man. And he wrote fantastic Tzahoros on the Rizvo in the on the first week of, I think it's another rabbi, I was out here. You seen it yet? Before he passed away, after he passed away? You got it. Tell it Bayes. That's not the homosexual Bayes. At this rate. He only has 40 blocks. I mean, he's been sick of fat this one. Just as fat. Yeah, another 40 blocks. And that's up to you. But if they were desperate to live long, he could have one more, three fat ones, he could have finished the Yavama. Imagine that. Well, that's the other one. He was, wasn't out of so much. They told him, hey, you can't cook these good food. I never seen anything like this. He brought your Yavama's olive. They just go stuff then. That's it. So here, what's going on? How is it possible that it's also more for her than it is for him? Says the Rav Yaffin Zatzal that the Iker Isur is on her. Why? Because it's not considered Derev Tashmish. And he quotes the Ritva over here in the text Subit, where the Ritva says, here, I will the Hashkin Zera, I royal the holder to the Abdul Bamo, Husser. Afilu lidida, again the same story. It's more helpful for her than for him. Vafilu hayamoch munach b'shal tashmish. Even that is also. That means that the achat tashmish is more cover. So the sin is magia. The sin can't accept his gears. It's against everything we've been said in the last 2 days. So the harvest is not that you can't believe it. It is. It's true. It's true. What does that mean? This is foul. Explain. Rabotai, the fiyah ritvo, it's not considered a really an eitzim alavonim. I said the favorite solution. Tavlik kimishamesh al eitzim alavonim. He spells the whole, you have to say the famous kuh. Kuh means it doesn't really mean it. It's not a real eitzim of eitzim alavonim. Had it really been eitzim alavonim, there's nothing to talk about. Impossible. So what's wrong? What's wrong is it's considered someone who took the zera away after the beer. And what's wrong with that? It's supposed to point that is a bitl of food. So they can't hell that women are put in food. So they can mamas do it, baby shofi, no problem. Just absorb all the zera out there after the achabiyah. No problem, Rabbeinu Tam says. So before the Rabbeinu Tam considered to be Eitzim Avonim, but they couldn't do it. Now they refer to all Eitzim Avonim. But he accepts the fact that it's what? It's an issue of Hashkosa Zera, the Bittul of Puravu. And apparently he holds that this, maybe it's not Puravu, everyone has something to do with Puravu. And apparently he holds it applies to the woman as well. Either because of what they call Sir Rush, that is his kind of no, not called Sir Rush. Because of what the other Rishonim say, that a woman is tied in Shevet, or a woman is supposed to help with the husband fulfill Puravu, as the case may be. So Rabbo said, his boss said that her Easter is much worse than his. Because she is doing it with her own hands. She's taking his there and putting it away, pulling it out. And if she puts the milk in before Tashmish, it's also her Yisrael worse than his. He's not doing anything wrong. He's Mishamish Kedera Kalaret, according to the Ritva. What's she doing wrong? Well, by putting in the milk before Tashmish, she's causing the milk to become absorbed after Tashmish, which is bad enough, but it's more power than drawing it out from the Yuchal after Tashmish. One is a grammar. The first is a grammar. The woman puts in the milk and calls it Tashmish. That's a grubber. So when the Zerah Ba will come into the area an hour later, so then it's going to be repelled. But if you let the Zerah Ba come in first and then draw it out with a mo, that's much worse. What's the Yisr? Bittul Peruvu. So she is Mitzvah to some extent. And now I understand what the Mitzvah Kafi and Rashi was. If we know she can't become pregnant, there's nothing wrong with sweeping away the Zerah, with drawing it out. What could be possibly wrong? You take the Zerah, which can't do anything anyway, and you're eliminating it. There's nothing wrong with that. What could possibly be wrong about that? According to us, if we eliminate the Zerah from the Gufa Isha, if the Zerah could impregnate the woman. If it can't, so what's the big deal? Is it taking a shower? This is the opinion of the Ritva. Ah. So why did the Ritva say Tosfot Bishan Oshim? The Mashal said, based on this logic, that Tosfot Bishan Oshim. What could be wrong? I don't know if the Ritva didn't say that. The Ritva said, Shah Noshim Asuras Bishamish. Afal Gav the Elom Bishabah period of Ritva. Yes, the Kasha, of course, from Rashi. The Kabbalah of Masuah and the Hashkas are royal and holy. You know how to do it. Why can't you do it? He says, well, you know, he gives another example. The Ritzvah is in Subit over here, Hishmas Kobosar, Nashim Bethlal, Nashim generally involved in the Yisrael Hashkas of Zera, even Doya Pata from Peruvu. He says, well, a bunch of reasons he gives over here in footnote 785 before we got to Aleph, before we got there. Rabotai, it seems to me that in a sense, that which the Marshal says, and that which the Ritva says, are not necessarily contradictory. The Marshal said there's no issue. The Ritva says, Asur. Well, not contradictory. The biggest contradiction in the world. It seems to me, no, that's it. The Marshal means it's no gift to be Korah or Tzorah Zerah the Batol. We mentioned at the very beginning, the first year on Sunday, that there could be two possible Yisurim. One of those Tzorah Zerah the Batol, which by definition is a male Yisur. He's only in the man, but in Shmarta, he called Dover Rock. That's one Yisur. Which is clearly assumed because the crap did exist by Mo. And today we're assuming it does not. This is the Ritva, it does not exist by Mo. Here, Eitzim Alam, this is just a comparison to Alma. There's another issue. The other issue is, however you want to raise it or dress it up, you're causing a child not to be born. That's a no-no. You have no right to prevent the child from being born. You are not trying to prove who your husband is. You have no right to prevent children from being born. That's the issue which the reform needs over here, my friend. The Marshal said, that's not an issue. He said, I ain't not serious. There's no intrinsic gister in the city with a capital Aleph. Was it brought to Asuras? Yeah. Asuras and the Hashkas, the royal Laholi. He keeps emphasizing a royal Laholi. Why do you have to, what are you royal Laholi for? Not good with the Shema that we call Davaro. It's just a question of preventing a Jewish child from being born. We want the more Jewish children, the better. The more, the merrier. It is not that Hashkas. When someone gets married, doesn't have children yet, the Rambam says, he has to have bia at every owner until he fulfills Puruvu. Fair Sharanda. You're right, he does. That's also not an Isser. It's an Isser of, an effective Isser of omission. He's not, okay? He's the bottle of the Puruvu. That's what she's doing over here. By drawing out the Zerah Yacha Tashmish, as if they didn't have Tashmish. Because he's preventing the possibility of a child, of course it's worse, he's going to be a dying. Sort of, it is, you know, it's conceptually an error of omission. But you're doing it with your own hand with commission, that's why it's worse than the other case of four just don't have any beer. When the rhythm method, what the rhythm method means on both sides? Who knows the rhythm method means? You know what I mean? Never heard of it? For those who are a little uninitiated, a rhythm method means that a woman supposedly knows her body cycle and she can know when, more or less, when she is
fertile when she can have a child.
It's only a few days in a month, that's it. When she ovulates,
you add the 12 days a month of Nida, then on top of another 5 days of rhythm method, and so we call Torah through by law made. I mean, you have never do it more downtime than uptime for the, you know, that's not good. But that, you know, if it's done properly, and it can't be, the thermometers, this, the test, look at the urine test, everything. You can use it for 2 weeks. Most of you use the test for the contract. You can't have a child, they wonder what's going on, what's wrong, so they do all these thermometer tests, and the urine tests, know exactly the split second of the ovulation. The vitro, all kinds of things going on with these kind of things. Exactly to the minute. I'm playing as a child, but then you're going to ovulate at this time, or this time, this time. This time. Really? Because it's not all the time? Yes. Correct, everything turns upside down. Now, if this is right, so strictly speaking, from the perspective of Otsar's element. Exactly. Correct. Well said. Right. Well, maybe you don't know why, though. Oh, so now, if this is correct, everything turns upside down. Now, if this is right, so strictly speaking, from the perspective of Otsar's Elevatola, Moke itself is not a Baba Nisra, according to this. And don't forget, we had another Tzad yesterday, some circle. Maybe the diaphragm that we discussed before is what? It's better than Moke, but it's not near Gash by the Baal. Husband doesn't feel it, but it's not like doesn't feel it. The male of it doesn't feel it, so then these zeras can go smack on it. That's what the vocals can't feel. But if the zera goes into the cavity, and then swims, and then bumps into a wall, who happens if the zera bumps to the sidewalls anyway? Yes? No, the diamond is put in it before. Kitzur, listen carefully, Rav Ota. If this is correct, if the Ramban Hashpah is for Ra'ah, fierce and force, and they claim Rashi learns that way, in principle, learn. If it's not Yitzhak Aleisim Alavonim, then you can argue that in Shah Nashim, the only thing wrong with it, is wrong. But what's wrong with it is that it's a prevention of having a child. Yeah, you're preventing having a child with an accident of Kumbh Vasei. That's worse than preventing having a child with Shei Motas, which is either rhythm method or the much bigger rhythm method. Yeah? It's a different kind of a rhythm. Not married at all. But don't live. This is how it come up. Rebbe, I can't afford to have another child, a child for 3 years. If they get married in 2.25 years, if they get married now you're putting him in a situation where, first of all, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, if you assume that these diaphragms are the children of Moses, you're really putting him in a serious violation. According to the Ritva, this is not that way. You still put into what he calls a violation, called Asur. This us not to get married. Well, yeah, it's all this. The truth of the matter is that these methods of non-barrier medical thought, like the turning the pill, is halakhically supposed. Because after all, there's no barrier, no shyly in the going to the other town. It's hepatogum. Terrible. Because it prevents through who? Because after all, there's no barrier, no shyly in the going to the other town. It's hepatogum. Terrible. Because it prevents through who? But it's hepatogum from the perspective, there's certainly not going to be any avera of what we call commission. Certainly an avera of omission. I have to take the pills. Yeah, but the pill, that's not something that's done to shout kashrus on different times. You wouldn't call that mashvis, is there a problem? If you alter the hormonal balance, that's you're never going to see. I don't think this changes the characteristics. It makes us look temporary. I'm not thorough. You cannot conceive for the moment. I'm better. But there are some people companies that are saying, no, Rebbe, you didn't see the papers? Has the doctor said it's dangerous to go on the pill? My response is that it's dangerous. There are 50 million American women on the pill. It is dangerous. That's wrong. The woman is either old spot, I don't know, 30 somewhere. Right, 30. That's in the 60s, you don't know the pill. Either she's one or more of the three, because that's our contraindication. Old age, obesity, high blood pressure, or a mother of Islam, believe them, some of the smoke. Or there's a connection, I know that with them. Dr. Henry was speculating in the book. A woman who was slim, I think a few years ago before, it was cost $1 million to a $250,000 to raise a child. But every time the number of sparrows for Hawkill, you have to get the Masham, but we have the Masham, I like that. Masham and the Masham. The combination to the sparrows is too late. I'm only saying, it's too late. There goes all the last one. You have the Masham and the Masham. Okay. Okay. So my position in this matter is, when a couple gets married, they really should not use any of these methods. Show up, so much, eh? Not in the sense of health, in the sense of money or career. Throw up a top, Hashem, is a better expression. Have your top,
Elamai, it's overwhelming. This, that. I gotta tell you this. I've had people come to me with all kinds of reasons why not to have children out of life. You name it, I like it, but I've had some. Something money at this time. No money. Others say, she wants a career. Is she needed for the money? No, she wants a career. She wants, you know, fulfillment, whatever. I'm very much opposed to that. I'm not opposed to the career. But I'm opposed to the fact that her priorities are skewed. That having a family is somewhat second fiddle to pursuing a career. And then they're the ones who come and say, I was one before the summer. Oof. I'm not ready for it. I first have to work on the marriage. Work on the marriage. When you get married, you're establishing a new relationship with another human being. And you know, it takes a while to adjust to that. You want it right away after children. And I can feel miserable with my pregnancy, and I'll be just unbecoming to my husband, and it'll be all kinds of problems. And then, give me a heter, give me generation. Give me a heter that I should be able to use birth control for a year or two after the patina. Not because I need the money, and not because we have plenty of money, we have plenty of everything. We'll get the marriage worked out. 2 years, and we're still married. Then, we want to talk about it. That's so against the Torah way of looking at things. In 2 years, we'll be married. Why get married? I mean, I'm not against the prenuptial agreement, so there's always these cases of exception, you know, and I never know when you're into it. But I hope you can go in there with a positive outlook. You're going to be able to make an adjustment to learn how to live with this new situation. And your new situation is a bracha. So the other excuses that come to mind right now. Very serious. It's serious matter. There are other methods, by the way. It's just an imlet. It was IUD. You hear that one? You heard of it? The Russian table. IOU, IUD, intrauterine device. What it does is something is put into the left hemisphere and prevents the zera from becoming implanted into the walls of the rest of the uterus. How? No one is exactly sure. But really, the science is not clear. It puts a foreign object into a retina, and it doesn't have the line of the word properly, doesn't have the built-in properly. I have great difficulty recommending this to people because of the possibility of sarcoma. The life is rather remote, but sarcoma is infertility. There are cases where the doctor makes it by error, and it could be really pulled out. A hole. So Khalil can make a hole in the retina, and that's more than a hysterectomy, and that's the end of the bar. I would only tell people who don't expect to have more children, which is too much right to have to do that. If they want, they can do the IUD. I have a couple, who I know. They had 4 children, one after the other, boom, 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 boom. And we discussed later, the woman said, I've got, yeah. And they said, we want to do an IUD. You want to have more children? I said, yes. I said, they've had another child. So aren't you afraid? He told the physician, he said, no, he's not afraid, we're the right doctor and the right thing. So they did it. They used this device, IUD, for a year or so, and then two, I don't know exactly how long. And then they removed it, and they had another child. I looked up for an hour, they went out and another child, they put it in again. What is called safe children. We'll discuss that. I have a totally different attitude towards that than I have towards an initial delay. The reason I'll explain as we go along. Yes. Not children from outer space. Martians. It is so long. Oh. There are those who maintain that IUD is an abortion. An abortion. Because there is a mating of the sperm and the egg because of this device. That, how do you say that? That's the sperm then unites. Zygote, whatever it is, cannot become embedded in the wall of the uterus. But an abortion, most folks disagree. Yes. Another reason, that's right. All these things, they have a problem of can cause various complications, make it difficult on children later. Documented. IUD, as I said, I would not hesitate to recommend it because of the possibility of damage. The pill, most doctors say if it's done properly, you can get off it because I'm pregnant. Well, there are some cases, but again, minimal amount. I can't go that far after that. Most folks say it's not an abortion because what you put there before anything happens. If there was already a morning after pill, believe someone is there. That makes what? Are you 406? French. 406. Clinton's letting it in, I heard, no? Yeah. Clinton's going to let it in. So there, you can argue it is abortion. Because there, at the moment of the via, there's no impediment to the zygote being implanted in the walls of the uterus. They actually got implanted. That is 486 go, knock it out. So now you can argue it's an abortion, maybe. But the IUD is put there before the beer. Come on. You're wiping it away. You have cockroaches in the thing. I'll just take water and pour it down and it'll back up into the... You prevent it from doing what it's supposed to do, and I consider it the equivalent. Now there's another method. Very common. It's called spermicide. Literally, that's mashka zera. The literal translation. Sperm is there, and it's died, it's killed. As a homicide, a suicide. Spermicide. So there are many, some Boston said, no, this is the worst of the worst, that's Shalton Zara Mamish, little translation. And Rabbi Shalton is with why are Rabbi Shalton right before? It's not easy about Shalton. I mean, Shalton Zara means to prevent the pregnancy. Then all systems are the same, they prevent the pregnancy. But the issue of Zara Zara Levatola, when it goes out of the goof for Ish, Alaitzim alavon on a physical barrier. These are like jellies that are inserted by the woman. And it's not a physical barrier. The zera can swim through, but it gets killed. Chemically. So by the time it gets there, it's dead. Can't do anything. So the vibration is mutter. Chazanish says, well, the vibration is back by the mouth. Mouth is also the vibration. And every head's butt's like one of the mushrooms. Whenever it's appropriate. He says that most akatasis is worse than prototasis. Why? Because you're going in with the moment to be a dying and taking out the zera. He would also hold that the spermicides are also worse than the diaphragm. Why? Because the spermicide is put in there to kill the zera. You're dying. It's different. More grummer. The same reason that it's more color than the aka. The same reason it's more color than the spermicide. That's just how it is.
I don't know. There's no barrier in this case. It should be better.
But they kill it, so it works. It's somewhat equivalent. Same, but somewhat equivalent. Killing it. So, wiping it away. You have cockroaches in the thing. I'm going to take water and pour it down and it'll back up into the... But the kids, you have to... You prevent it from doing what it's supposed to do and I consider it the equivalent.
Now there's another method, very common, called spermicide. Literally, that's mashka zera. The literal translation, sperm is zera, and the side is killed as a homicide, a suicide. And that's the spermicide. So there are many, some Boston says, no, this is the worst of the worst, that's shot is zera mamish, literal translation. There are most of this with why are Rashi right with her? Not least of Ashkaza. I mean, Ashkaza there means to prevent the pregnancy. Then all systems are the same. They prevent the pregnancy. But the Yitzhak of Tzah is there, the Matzola, when it goes out of the Gufa Ish, Alaytzim, Alavon, on a physical barrier. These are like jellies that are inserted by the woman. And they, it's not a physical barrier. The Zerah can swim through, but it gets killed chemically. So by the time it gets there, it's dead. I'm not that old. So the spermicide is mutter, so it's like half a barrier and half spermicide. So the barrier might only be off if the entire Zerah is going up to the barrier. One might argue. You can, but it's not 100% reliable.
For the most,
neither is 90% reliable.
The most always like,
right here, 80?
There's always a discrepancy. I guess so.
No! Some sulfur assumes that smell put on Tazan is foolproof. Only because it's used only the Akatazan that you ran straw. Rabotai. Another story. What I understand, a diaphragm must be left in the woman's body for 8 hours. The Akatazan, something like that. You pull out earlier, he's very, very. Sperms are very, very soft, you know. They swim around, so she's not going to swim. Tread water. Tread water. And then when the lifestyle goes away, and they go out in deep water. So apparently, I mean, that's what I think. These diaphragms, they're supposed to be for 8 hours. By that time, the sperm will be exhausted, and that's it, and they will fall out. They're not going to go anywhere. So then, if that's the case, I go to the following cooler. The guy's having beer. And there's a diaphragm there. She can go out 5 minutes later, pull the diaphragm away, and I'm tripped with it. Yes, it is. Physical barrier. There's a couple of snores to be made on the diaphragm. I saw two snores. Even if it's against you as well. One. The... What's the nature of the issue? The Shah's Bia is most in his Zara and the Aitim and Avonim, and they're finished. Aitim and Avonim. You may be aware of two facts medically. I think they're correct. One is that a diaphragm is recommended by doctors to use together with spermicide. Maybe it's by itself. The reason is, you can get around it. In case they're covered for the possibility of getting around it, they use spermicide in addition to the diaphragm. Now, what I might suggest for the Kassala, you can't say that Aitim Alavon is busy with a brick wall and there's no way around. It's not true. It's a possibility of getting around. But that's the far as spermicide cover. So you can argue, spermicide is going to be mutter, like Ramayya said. Maybe the diaphragm should be mutter, because the diaphragm itself is not going to stop everything from going in. It's going together with the spermicide. Number two, sir.
What's number one?
That if a diaphragm is not reliable unto itself, which is the doctor said he said, you can pull them in addition, then there's something challenge that all the zeros going on the eighth of my bottom of the diaphragm. Something we assume is maybe getting through. And the spermicides are not better. The spermicides are put there, so it's like half a barrier and half spermicides. A barrier might only be off if the entire Zerah is going up to the barrier. One might argue. You can, but it's not 100% reliable.
For the most,
neither is 90% reliable.
The most always like.
Right here, 80?
There's always a discrepancy. I guess so.
No! Some sulfur assumes that smell put on Tazan is foolproof. Only because it's used only the Akatazan that you ran straw. Rabotai. Another story. What I understand, a
diaphragm must be left in the woman's body for 8 hours. The apoplasty. Why? You pull out earlier, these very, very, sperms are very, very soft, you know. They swim around, so she's not going to swim. Tread water. Tread water. And then the light bulb goes away, and they go on to deep water. So apparently, I mean, that's what I think. These diaphragms, they're supposed to go for 8 hours. By that time, this sperm will be exhausted, and that's it, and then they will fall out. They're not going to go anywhere. So then, if that's the case, I thought of the following cooler. The guy's having beer, and there's a diaphragm in there. If some of it is there, I can get in, but the beer's not able to cause that of my. If that's the case, our situation as well. The diaphragm, something can get in through the spermicide cycle. And you can pull it out, the Kool-Aid, this information. So, it's Kavarot. I'm not telling you this, it's the Ikavarot. Ikavarot is, we pass like the Mashal. That's with Mutta Mashal Noshim, or even if it's Moses, also only the Mutta Terubu. Now comes the punchline of everything, which is that, in my opinion, one may not use any method of contraception unless the couple has the right to, at that moment, not be open to religion. Back to the period of rear is a big question because they only have to get 120 years. Major issue. Major question. Sometimes a couple has the right not to be, quote, open to religion. Yeah. So my opinion, the fact that you got married and have no money, they won't get married with no money. Well, that's not the time. Speaking of myself, I said, well, we'll have money to get married. You have money to get married. Somebody you get through. That's not an excuse. My opinion. What is an excuse? The only really good excuse is all the other more usual cases. The only usual good excuse that exists couple not to be open to the rule is a consideration of the mother's health. Health is supposed to be good from a medical perspective. But when I argue, even emotional psychological things not to be banned out of the law. The woman says, I just had 4 kids in her own 4 years. I'm a schmata. I'm a rag. I can't go on with it. I just can't be a baby factory that has a machine that has a baby every single year. Clockwork, you know. Every year. Hanukkah, not a baby. I can't do it. I did it already. I did it whatever many times. I can't do it anymore. Ah, but say, but Hannah does it. Hannah has 10 kids in 10 years. But Hannah can do it. Not every person has the same stipend. She kind of can run a marathon and I can't. Maybe I can run a marathon and she can't. Maybe I can fast and she can't. Maybe I can, we have different. We can have an air traffic controller. There's nerves for that and I can't. So this is, we can't have any children. So that's the problem. So the mice keeps supplying that sugar, that as long as some of the, if someone is there, I can get in, but the beer is not able to cause that of my soul. If that's the case, our situation is well. The diaphragm, something can get in through the spermicide cycle. And you can pull it out, the Kool-Aid, this information. So it's Kavarot. I'm not telling you this, it's the Ikavarot. Ikavarot is, we pass like the Mashal. That's with Mutta Mashal Noshim, or even if it was Moses, also only the Mutta Terubu. Now comes the punchline of everything, which is that, in my opinion, one may not use any method of contraception unless the couple has the right to, at that moment, not be open to religion. Back to the period of rear is a big question because they only have to get 120 years. hold the right, not to be, quote, open to the rule. In my opinion, the fact that you got married on no money, everyone gets married on no money. Well, that's not the time, man. Culture's that way. Speaking for myself, I don't know. Well, that money doesn't get anybody in Riverdale, except for this one brave, very brave person. This day, I'm very grateful to her, who was willing to risk her life and. And take care of a lot of young kids. We have to, you know, have a lot of children at a young age, and they were boisterous, and, you know, girlfriends. And there was, it was tough. You know, I had to do it every day and every night. I chipped in a little bit too, but, you know, the main burden on her. Tremendous serious effort. No question about it. Tremendous. So why are there no options for women? That was it. That was the woman's goal in life or something else. So it was difficult, but not so difficult psychologically. What do you mean hard? That's what I'm supposed to do. What do you mean hard to get up in the morning with a minion? That's what you're supposed to do, right? Let me talk like a behemoth. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not hard. You have to do it. You have to take a final in chemistry, whatever else, like accounting. What do you mean hard? You got to get upstairs and take the test. You have to do. Now, the woman can say, what I'm doing for? I've used the diagram and the IUD and the structure and right? Now I'm going to Wall Street. Law, accounting, medicine, law is law. Maria has got honor. And they also want to say, I have a brain! You think I'm just a pretty lady. I'm taking care of this because I'm not using my brain. They have the knowledge that I'm the mother of the children who stays over and takes care of their brain. That's just, she uses her brain power to try to raise the problem. That's why the kids, yeah. You know. It's not formal book study. Who said that? Study is the end all and the be all. Who said? Who did say that? It's a difficult situation. So what happens typically? If a woman feels, a couple comes to me to be the right before the marriage, I've got a very, very hard life. I can't move it. Yeah? And I tell them, he came to my advice. I tell you the story. He didn't come to tell me what you had to say. He can't do what I had to say. But here we go. There was a period of time in my house when there was only one babysitter that I knew who was going to take care of my kids. And if she couldn't make it, they had to hire two. That's why I come and they were in the Heights. Yeah, so go to the Heights, pick up two babysitters, bring them back. Go to the wedding or something, and then come to the wedding, bring them back, and I had some four trips, you know, back and forth, but I couldn't get anybody in Riverdale, except for this one brave, very brave person. This day, I'm very grateful to her, who was willing to risk her life and take care of a lot of young kids. We had to, you know, a lot of children at a young age, and they were boisterous, and, you know, girlfriends. And there was, it was tough. You know, I had to do it every day and every night. I chipped in a little bit too, but, you know, the main burden on her. Tremendous serious effort. No question about it. Tremendous. So why are there no options for women? That was it. That was the woman's goal in life or something else. So it was difficult, but not so difficult psychologically. What do you mean hard? That's what I'm supposed to do. What do you mean hard to get up in the morning with a minion? That's what you're supposed to do, right? Let me talk like a behemoth. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not hard. You have to do it. You have to do it. You have to take a final in chemistry, whatever else.
Right? And even the diaphragm. Because we had sheep with many Gedolia Rishonim, we saw it in our corner. It's not the eighth of Avonim.
just that by doing that method, you're preventing Peruvu? Yeah, but they have a right at this present time, at least momentarily, to cease and desist from Peruvu. Sorry? Why am I more machmir at the beginning of the marriage than later on? That's a couple of reasons. One is, later on, they already fulfilled Puru, but they did. And if they did, they already fulfilled what we call Shevet. Having a child, even having one child, or having many girls or many boys, but there's no fulfillment of Puru proper, you know, in a technical sense. You still need to fulfill what we call the Shevet Victoria, you're popular with the Rosh, it's a very important mitzvah, the mitzvah rabbi, the Gemara, I'm not going to measure. One family has eight boys. Another family has one boy and one girl. Oh, I'm not going to go up there in Gan Eden and see who's going to be sitting where. That's it. The other family has eight boys and they just give up. And if it gets too old, whatever, I have eight boys and that's the end. I'm not willing to make a judgment on that. No, Peruvu technically is one boy, one girl. That's what we pass. What? For what? What did you say? Oh, that's the Gemara Yevam. Time of phase, I think it is. Based on Briat Olam. Peruvu, rather than the Pama. Based on the two boys. Sorry? Yeah, it's a Mitzvah Divya Kabbalah. Lo Sol, Burah, Lo Shevet, it's ours. Yeah, I believe so. Yes? Right. Well, I'm not against the Gugun Korea. I'm a moderate. I'm not against Korea. Well, I feel is that a greater priority should be a family. Whatever Korea she can juggle while raising as large a family as she would without a career, whatever her health would allow, Gugun to hate. And there are these cases you can point to, oh, I know this woman, she's a doctor, she's a lawyer, she has eight kids, and then, I can tell you a case. They're overachievers, they're very, very bright, they put us all away. They're able to, working with great handicap, to achieve great things in the outside world. I'm not against that. I'm not against that. And they say, well, they officially haven't fulfilled through Peruvu, so how can you give any attire? In my opinion, there's two grounds to be made. Two grounds to be made. Basically, with Dvor we had, with the Mashal, that they have no obligation to be Otsik and Peruvu. Once they have no obligation under these conditions to be Otsik and Peruvu, because she's tired, she's worn out. Mirtashem. So then I would say that there's grounds to be made, even though there wasn't a yet for the Puru, and even the diaphragm. Because we had sheep with many Gedolei Rishonim before, and Kronim. So it's not Eitzim Avonim. Just that by doing that method, you're preventing Puru. Yeah, but they have a right at this present time, at least momentarily, to cease and desist from Puru. Sorry? Why am I more machmir at the beginning of the marriage than later on? That's a couple of reasons. One is, later on, they already fulfilled Puru, but they did. And if they did, they already fulfilled what we call Shevet. Having a child, even having one child, or having many girls or many boys, but there's no fulfillment of Puru proper, in a technical sense. It's the line of the kid every 3 years, that's what I want. Hard for me to say no. Because you don't want to nurse the way they did then, for 2 years straight. You have to be, quote, penalized. And then you have to have a child more often than once every 3 years. It's hard to say that. Well, you have any children, I can say it. Who are you? What do you think you are anyway?
Yeah, it's a male. It's a volunteer. It's a halacha, which has the same situation. Over there, actually, and maybe for 3 years.
2 years.
2 years. After that, it's like...
understand that, but that was an invitation for what happened naturally then. Maybe it's not the best thing in the world for a woman when she's having babies one after the other. Maybe the doctors are not so sure it's the greatest thing. They always tell you maybe you should wait a little bit. So there's more grounds for it on the medical basis, too. Beyond that, there's always the possibility of having using certain methods which will later on prevent you from having children. Either the methods themselves prevent you, or as doctors have told, I mean, in certain cases, antibodies start to grow. They have a couple that could have had children in their 20s. They waited until they were married when they were 20, and they were 20s, and they waited until they were 30, and now too late. Now what are they going to do? It's a possibility that is enough to make you cringe.
Well, if it's a myth, if the marriage of a 19 and a 17-year-old student, they say that if they're in high school, they can't support themselves, you know, so then you're talking about the same time frame as, you know, a 25-year-old or a 23-year-old.
Well, first of all, it's not necessarily the case of the antibodies because they're with each other. It's not necessarily saying, well, what happened had they been single at the time. It's a complicated story. Very complicated. Anyway, I think it's much more of a heter later on. Yes, sir. But Mr. Shevet? It's a mitzvah to have children. Populate the world. The Shevet is so. So it's a gemara and Yevamos on the basis of the post in Yeshaya. If I'm not mistaken. Post in Yeshaya. The Divrei Kabbalah. Now, yeah. Sorry? I'm not aware of it. The Ritzvah, which gives me a little bit of a riot. The Ritzvah is in Yevamit, Psalm of Gimel and Beis. So the Gemara says that some of the Choshka Nafsha Torah is permitted to be Mevata, what we call the Erev Al Tanach Yedem. He has a boy and a girl, and now he's got some more children. There's more children, have to stop learning. The Ritzvah there implies that it will be all right. More than that, Mutter to not have kids at that point, to have more than the boy and the girl, to be able to learn more. Is it more than okay? And you've implied that a woman is not required to undergo unusual tzar leida so that her husband can have more children. The wife of one of them, Aroyim, drank this potion, which we pay $1 billion for today, called Kol Shel Ikarim. It made her infertile to avoid this tzar leida, which is exceptional tzar. And the pashtet, other tzar also it would be included in that. In other words, it would be cases of unusual tzar gedolbanim, or weak of body, or weak of spirit, because too many children. I can see that.
Whatever it is.
Now, Rabota. The other side of the phone. Interesting question over here. A woman refuses to become pregnant. She simply refuses to become pregnant. She's not sick. Nothing's wrong with her. She's in my redder, the Rashi Moshe. She's rebelling against her husband. She's obligated to have a child. There's no chiyuv ona. There's no chiyuv to live with her. May you live with her? The Rav Moshe that she taught has been a big problem. She wants you to mow. Rav Moshe also mow because he needs to gum of a tzar zera so you're stuck. The Rav Moshe has an amazing sugar. From chelik, solid, simen, iron. That's an unbelievable sugar. Listen to this one. It was written yet in Luban, in Russia, in 1936, before Rav Moshe came to America.
Chelik Dalet Siman Ayin. Now, listen carefully. Some women don't have kids for no reason. Mediri Kabbalah. Now, yeah. Sorry? The Ritzvah, which gives me a little bit of a riot. The Ritzvah is in Yevamit, town of Gimel Amadeus. So the Gemara says that someone who's Choshka Nafsha B'Torah is permitted to be Mevatel, what we call the Erev Al Tanach Kedem. He has a boy and a girl, and now he's got more children. He has more children, have to stop learning. The Ritzvah there implies that it would be alright. More than that, Mutter should not have kids at that point, to have more than the boy and the girl, to be able to learn more. Is the Gemara in Tanakhay? Can you imply that a woman is not required to undergo unusual tzar leida so that her husband can have more children? Wife of one of them, Aroyim, drank this potion, which we pay $1 billion for today, called Koshal Ikarin. It made her infertile to avoid this star laser, which is exceptional star. Jews is going to be Muslim for the same reason. Unbelievable. Says, "Okay, b'shas atzad gadol, establish this machalari, the hatul shamas b'moch kedliyav." Avol mikomakol, kashkus leh, end of the tshuva. Shelo liten yad leposhim, sheyavo lehakol yoter, he's being a maker. Lo tov lefarsem hadavar atasnuim, sheyedu rak sheyevshel lefarsem sheyfratzul b'holamoch kipirulah. Period. Keep it a secret. The Rav Moshe kept his tshuva secret for 40 years. More than 40 years. This paper came out. What year did it come out? Tavshin. Hey, wow. Almost 50 years he kept it a secret. The tshuva says it was almost 50 years he kept a secret, the tshuva. No one knew about it. No one was printed. Sophia. It's unbelievable. Rav Moshe is the biggest nachman in the world. The wife refuses the shemayfen to live with her husband without the diaphragm. It's matter. On the ground, it's the same thing as the re we discussed yesterday. Yesh lahakol 2 days from now, yesh lahakol lahakol on the equivalent case.
You can make her on the hotel zera.
Right.
But we're not even discussing
the moment you need to gum of a hotel zera for yourself. Rav Moshe has an amazing children. Chelek, Dalet, Simen, Ayin. That's an unbelievable truth. Listen to this one. It was written yet in Luban, in Russia, in 1936, before Russia came to America. Chelek, Dalet, Simen, Ayin. Now, listen carefully. Some women don't have kids for no reason. No sakana. It's divorce, yeah? Because of him, ain't a rosa, the guy should not must have born children. Oh, Mahmacha Ohev also, he loves them. Wow, what a raw consideration. He loves them. Vichadona. Yesh, Mokam Lahatalo, the Shamashim of Amoch, the Shabashas Tashmish, Lamatirin, Livol Bakroy, Shlokadaka, Botsar Zera. We discussed yesterday. utility to Asher all the Torah mitzvah nefshem k'torah k'torah k'em Hashem is avala lozeh k'em gamazeh and I am which was only let go a year before he passed away 50 years after it was written 25 years after he wrote this one maybe that's the Torah I'm going to try to resolve these two shoes maybe.